A major unforeseen event that the government has had to deal with in this budget is the war in the Middle East. It sparked a global energy crisis, with fuel prices soaring. That has forced last-minute adjustments, and a large chunk of the budget focuses on fuel and electric vehicles. Here's what you need to know. Let's talk fuel first. Across the country, Australians have been feeling pain at the bowser. Farmers and truckies have also seen costs skyrocket, and this all affects the cost of living. So, the budget includes an almost $15 billion plan to secure fuel and strengthen supply chains. At its centre is a $10 billion investment in immediate fuel supplies and a permanent fuel reserve. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says this will take the sting out of prices.
We're helping businesses and manufacturers bolster supply chains with $1 billion in interest-free loans through the National Reconstruction Fund and incentives to get more freight moving on trains and ships.
The government argues this is about doing more in our own backyard to minimise the impact of global disruption. The plan is also to create Australia's first permanent government-owned fuel reserve since World War II that'll hold emergency diesel and aviation fuel. Meanwhile, rising pain at the bowser has sparked a massive interest in electric vehicles, and that has seen EVs in focus this budget.
Targeted support for electric vehicles, building more charging stations and heavy vehicle reform are all investments in our long-term fuel resilience.
But if you're counting on generous tax breaks to get behind the wheel of one of these babies, think again. In a move to find savings in the budget, the government will begin winding back the tax discount for EVs. The popular tax discount exempting electric vehicles from fringe benefits tax will be reduced next year, saving $1.7 billion over 4 years. Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen argues the discount has seen extraordinary numbers of Australians buying EVs, and now there are more affordable options on the market.
4 years ago, there was no EV available for under $40,000. Now there's about 10. So that's enabled us to better calibrate the tax exemption going forward to focus on those more affordable models that are now available that weren't available before.
However, the government has not abandoned the tax discount for EVs entirely. Despite its massive popularity costing the budget more than 10 times the $90 million it had originally forecast for this year alone, from April 2027, the discount will still apply to EVs costing less than $75,000, and from April 2029, all electric vehicles will be taxed at the 75% payable fringe benefits tax rate.